Okay. So yesterday we learned this Gemara, a very important din, a Shas Gemara. Kol kavua kamachza machza domi is learned out from the pasuk by Ritzeach. Va'arav loy v'kam halav. Rashi quotes it. Va'arav loy v'kam halav. And Rashi on the side, they tell you it's in Masech Sanhedrin, Ayin Tes on the base. And Exubis, yeah, but it's in Sanhedrin, the Pesach. So one time, Reb Shimon, Bayuchai, Reb Shimon is of the opinion, is Kavan Laharig Zeh, Baharig Zeh, Potter, and that's what he understands, Va'or of Loi, become a love, Achi is Kavan Loi. And the Chachamim disagree, and they say, no, there is no such thing. It's Kavan Laharig Zeh, Baharig Zeh, is Chayiv. And this mashmas when the pasuk va'arav goes prat, it goes to be memayit lezarek even lego. Lego means to a group of people. You have to have hasra, and you have to have hasra's vadai. Hasra sofik is not acceptable. That's what we said. That's a problem. The Raman paskins it's machleg zabech and reish lakish. Whether hasra sofik shma hasra not we paskin like the Raman paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. Hasra sofik is good. Apparently by misa. He holds Asra Safik is no good, okay? So if you have 10 people, if I walk all the way down the block, I'll be able to identify who is Jewish, who is not Jewish. There's an Avera to murder a Nochri. It's also an Issa, but there's no Einish Misa. So here, if he's Niskavin to kill a Nochri and he kills a Yisrael, then he's not Chayef. Because he was Niskavin to do something that you put there for. So here, there are 10 people, and he wants to kill the one at the end. They're all standing in a row. He wants to kill the one on the end, on the right end. But he doesn't know whether he's a Yisrael or a Nochri. The odds are 9-1 that he's a Yisrael, because we know in advance that 9 of them are Yisrael and 1 is a Nochri. But you don't know who's who. And since they're all standing still, then I say, Kol kavua kemachza machza dam. If they're all walking, that's what Tosfos quotes from the Gemara in... Taisus quotes from the Gemara in Masechet Zvachim, Nech Beshinu Din and Naida. Where's that Taisus? Here it is on Tes on the base. I'll have to talk about that. The Taisus Dima Maschel Haina Teisha Chanuya. So they refer you to the Gemara in Zvachim Ayin Gimlam, but that's called Perek Hata Arubis. The name of the Perek, the Rishonim called Perek Hata Arubis, but the Perek begins with the word Kol Zvachim Shenis Arub. Doesn't start with the letter Hey, starts with the letter Chof. So the Gemara says there, Nech Peshina Den Anaydu. Kavua is only if it's everything is stationary. So if you have 10 people standing still, and when I walk down the block, I can identify who's who, but I'm standing so far away, I can't identify who's who. And I tell the people I want to murder the one, I'm going to shoot the one on the end, on the right end. And they say the odds are 9-1 that that's Israel. So do you go Basa Raiv and say that that's a Hasras Vadai? Or do you say, no, it's Asra Safek? So the Gemara said, that's why it says, V'orav loy, become a love, Achi is kavin lo. Not that it's kavin lahargazeh, bahargazeh, is pata, like Reb Shimon. The Chachamim don't hold like that. But Pasuk means to tell you, kol kavua kamachsa amachsa dami, and that's Asra Safek. That's the mocker. The question is, we mentioned yesterday, the Chedush Haran there, in Sanhedrin, on Daf, what Daf is it? Some ayin test on the base. The Ran there is bothered with the question, but the Rambam paskins like Reb Shimon. The Rabbi asks on the Rambam, why did he all of a sudden decide to paskin like Reb Shimon? We usually have a klal yochid v'rabim, malochi k'rabim, a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, acharam l'hatas. Reb Shimon is the minority opinion here. So that's a problem. That's machlokes, the Rambam and the Rabbi, whether we should paskin like Reb Shimon and paskin like the Rabban. But the Rambam paskins like Reb Shimon, so you need the phrase in the pasuk, "Varav loy v'kam halav," to tell you this kavan laharagazeh v'haragazeh is pater. So where is there a mocker in the chumash? You've used that the pasuk already. How can you use the same pasuk to teach you the other din that kol kavua kamachsa machsam? So the Ran says somehow you are able to learn out both din from the same pasuk. That's a problem. Okay, that is a major problem. So that's the mocker of the din of Kol Kavua. Kol Kavua is learned out from a pasuk. So the poskim say in Yeridei, Simukuf Yud, the Prima Godim says, Kol Kavua is a din deraisa. Kol Kavua is a din deraisa in the case, if you have the case, Teisha Chanuas Kula Machas Basar Shkuta, Vachas Macheres Bisar Nevela, And I went shopping in one and I went shopping and I have a whole ton of meat. And then when I come home, I forget, did I buy the meat for my family or did I buy it for the next door neighbor? Did I buy it in the kosher, one of the 9 kosher stores? Or did I buy it in the Dreyfus store because I did a favor for my next door neighbor? Or let's say I have non-Jewish workers in my factory. And part of the deal is I pay them a salary and I also provide them with lunch. I give them a fleshed lunch. I don't have to give them glatt kosher lunch. They're not Jewish. I can give them trefa food if it's basa b'chol, if it's asa b'hano. So you're not allowed to feed isuri hano to the nochri. If it's my obligation to give them food, I can't give them isuri hano. I'm nenef in the isuri hano. But if I give them nevelu trefa, that's not asa b'hano. So that you're allowed to do. I'm not allowed to have a non-kosher store. As I'm going to have a butcher shop and sell non-kosher meat in the middle of Harlem to non-Jews. So the din is that non-kosher food, non-kosher meat, nevela trefa, is mutter b'hano, it's only osa b'achila. But to do schar b'macholos asuras, that's not allowed. To be in that business, in that line, that's not allowed. Let's say my father sold non-kosher meat, and then he dies. And then I get a Yerusha, I have hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of non-kosher meat. So what's the din? I'm not allowed to sell all the meat in the butcher store that I have? No, that's called nizdamnulo. If by accident the father died and I get the Yerusha, so I'm not muhiv to throw everything out in the garbage. It's mutabano. Schar is only asur, but macholos asuris if it's kavua. I'm in that line, kavua, like that. But if it's nizdamnulo, then it's muta. So this, the Gemara learns it out from psukim. So that's a big machloikis in Achreinim. That makes sense on the level of the Raisa to distinguish between whether the person is kavua, has a non-kosher butcher shop, or bihikroi, that he got it birusha from his father. Is that maybe the whole din of schar b'macholos asuris is only a din midirabbanan? So on a level of the Rabbanan, we distinguish between if you do business kavua, if you always are in this line, or for example, the Mishnah Shviyas has this thing. A person goes hunting, he wants to catch deer, to shech the deer and to eat them. And then it turns out that he caught a horse and he's going to kill the horse and sell the horse meat. In some countries, they do eat horse meat. America, the goyim do not eat horse meat, I think. In Russia, I think they do eat horse meat. So that's nizdamnu. He went intending to catch kosher animals and to shech them and to eat them for Jewish people, to provide meat for Jewish people. And then he happened to catch, accidentally he caught, he wasn't out for that, accidentally he caught a non-kosher animal. So the Gemara in the Mishnah says that that's permissible. So in Yeridea, that's a big machlokes achrayim. It's a shayla halacha lamaisa. Is it a real isa deraisa? So you have to be strict like a real isa deraisa. Or is there room to be mekel? Maybe it's only with the rabbanon. So if you have a suffix, there's room to be mekel. Before the Nazis decided to kill all the Jews, so first they made it impossible for them to make a living. So first they cut them, they didn't let them go to universities, and they didn't let them have this business, that business, the other business. So the Sridi Eish lived in Germany at that time. Weinberg lived in Berlin. He was the head of the yeshiva in Hildesheimer Seminary. So he has a tshuva halacha lemaisa about this. Sometimes the only parnasa, the only field that they allowed them to go into was to do schar b'macholos asuris, to sell non-kosher meat to the goyim. So if it's pikuach nefesh, of course it's mutter. But then maybe it's not pikuach nefesh. But if it's a din derabbanan, so then you look for kulas. If it's a real din deraisa, it's not right to be mekum. So din derabbanan, there's room to be mekum. Okay, so that's a question about schar b'macholos asuris. But this din, again, this din of kol kavua kamachza amachza dami, we assume that this is a real din deraisa. So what happened? I went shopping and I come home with a ton of meat. And then I don't remember, did I buy it in one of the 9 kosher shops? Because I was buying it for my own family. I'm going to put it in the freezer when my wife takes the food and she prepares for the family. Or did I buy it for the workers or for the next door neighbor? And it's nevelus atrefus, and I'm going to put it in their freezer. I forgot already. So since the suffix is, I was the one who went shopping. Since the Safik is on the Mokam Akvias, whether I bought it in one of the nine kosher stores or in the one non-kosher store, so you don't have the right to go busser up to say the odds are 9-1 that all the food is kosher. So you say, since the stores are kavua, they're attached to the ground, you say, call kavua, kemachza machza domi, and I treat it like a Safik deraisa luchumra. What's taka the din of Safik deraisa luchumra? Is that a din deraisa, or is that din itself only midirabana? Let's say I have some food, and I'm not sure whether the food is kosher or treif. So if the worst it can be is an isa derabanan, so strictly speaking, is say safik derabanan lakula. If you have no right to say safik derabanan lakula, if you can easily pick up a telephone and call up the company and ask them what are the ingredients, or you can look on their website. They don't keep it a secret. All the companies have on their website, they'll tell you what the ingredients are. They won't tell you what the proportion is. That's their secret. That's their company secret. What's the proportion? But they'll be happy to tell you whether it's kosher ingredients or non-kosher. So Safik Chef Shalavari Bakal, if it's a product that's processed in France or Italy, and you're going to have to make 25 phone calls, and it's going to cost you a fortune of money. The whole piece of food costs a dollar. It's going to cost you $30 to find out whether it's kosher or treif. So that's not called Ef Shalavari Bakal. But if you can easily look on their website or you can pick up a telephone, not going to cost $25 to discuss whether a $1 product is kosher or not. So if it's Ef Shalavari Bakal, you have no right to say Safik Derabbanan. You have no right to be Mekel, Safik Derabbanan Lakula. But again, if it's a Din Deraisa, even if it's the Ef Shalavari at all, the Din is Safik Deraisa Luchumer. So that Din itself, Safik Deraisa Luchumer, is that a Din Deraisa or is that a Din Derabbanan? So there is a famous Rambam. There is a famous Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Meis, Perek Tes, Halach Yud Beis. Perek Tes, Halach Yud Aleph, is our story from our daf about the Maisa B'Shivcha Achas, Shitila Nefa Labor. That's Halach Yud Aleph. And the Rambam says that it's a Sofik Tuma B'Shu Sayach, it's Veka Tomei. That's Halach Yud Aleph. Chuldo Bardalis Mitzuyim Sham, is it a Vaday Nefel? Is it a Safik Nefel? That's Halachi Yud-Aleph. Then the Rambam writes Halachi Beis, Dovah Yadua. We all know, he knows, not everybody agrees. He knows, Shekol Eilu HaTumas Ka'itza Behem, Safik Tumah B'Shu Sayachit, Shem Yisum Safik, Harehim Shel Divrehim. It's only Safik Tumah B'Shu Sayachit, Sveika Tami is only Midirabonim. Vein Tami Menatora Elamish Nit Matumas Vaday. Abakola Sveik is Bain Betumas, Bain Bamacholas Asuras, Bain Barayas, Vishabosas, Ein Lahamela Midivre Seifim, Kamosha Biyana Behuchas Isuri, Bia Ubikam and Bekomas. So this is famous, the Ramam's opinion, that Safik Deraisa Lechumre, that did itself is only Midirabon. Many Rishonim disagree, If you've ever looked in the Sefer Shev Shmaitza, Shev Shmaitza is a little sefer that has basically seven essays, and each essay is broken down into 20 or 30 chapters or so, and it's written by the author of the Ktzos HaChoshen. The Shev Shmaitza he wrote when he was 17 years old, I think. He was a teenager, and the Ktzos that he worked on a whole lifetime. The Ktzos is a commentary on Choshen Mishpat. So the Shev Shmaitza, this is Shmaitza Aleph Perek Aleph. This is the first page in the Shev Shmaitza. He discusses this machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. The Rashi and many Rishonim hold Safik Deraisa Luchumra Midya Raisa, and the Rambam holds that the whole din of Safik Deraisa Luchumra is only Midya Rabbanan. So here they have two lines and brackets in the end of Halacha Yud Beis. And the Kesem Mishnah quotes this. This was in some manuscripts of the Rambam. They had this girsa. The Pashtus is that someone else wrote it. It doesn't belong in the Rambam. So whoever it is who wrote these two lines is posing a question. How is it shaykh to say Safik deraisa lechumra itself is only midirabanan? There is a parsha and chumash of Asham Talwi. What is Asham Talwi all about? If a person, it says in chumash, if a person violated an aver b'shoigig, he brings a chatos. What aver did he violate b'shoigig? He cheated in business b'shoigig. Usually it's b'mezid. He cheated in business b'shoigig, he bring a chatos. He ate chazer. He ate some cookies. Then he finds out that they're not kosher, so you have to bring a chatas. So the Torah Shebaal Peh says, Mishnah is increased, the first Mishnah increases. This din only applies on a davar shezdano kares, shegigos achatas. If he did an avera, which it's one of the lamed vav krisis hamuras batara, that's the opening Mishnah increases. There are 36 averas for which the punishment is kares. So if a person does one of those averas, b'shoigeg, so if he would have violated the aver b'mezid, he would have been chayv kares. So if he violated the aver b'shoigeg, he needs a kapara. He has to bring a chatas. So that's if he knows bevadai that he violated, let's say he went to a kosher restaurant and he ate the delicious steak. And then after he finishes eating the whole steak, the waiter runs into the dining room from the kitchen. And he says, oi, you ate the whole steak. We forgot to cut out the chalef. If you ate the whole steak, means that you ate for sure kazais of chalef. So mamash, you ate chalef b'shoige. Or let's say they gave him a drink of red stuff. And he thought that it was some kind of soda. Then it turns out that it was blood. He drank. So if you eat chelav adam, if you eat chelav adam b'mezid, you chayv kares. If you eat chelav adam b'shoigeg, if you machal Shabbos b'mezid, you chayv kares. If you eat chametz b'pesach, eat on Yom Kippur, you chayv kares. If you ate a cookie on Pesach, and then at the time he thought it was kosher l'Pesach, like a cookie, then he finds out later on that it was chametz. So if he ate a whole kazayas of a chametz dik a cookie b'Pesach b'shoigeg, then he has to bring a chatas. What if a person ate something, and after eating it, he finds out that it's a question? It's questionable whether it's treif or not. So that if he would have known for sure that he ate chelav adam or he ate chametz b'pesach, he would be chay v'chatos. So if he's not sure, he brings an ashem talui. So whoever put in the two lines is bothered with akasha. But according to the Rambam, it's Sofik Daraisa Luchumre is only with the Rabbanon. So how can you bring an Oshem Talui? An Oshem Talui is not Bob Ben Edom and a double. What do you mean? With the Rabbanon? The whole institution of Oshem Talui demonstrates clearly that Sofik Daraisa Luchumre Midaraisa. If it's Mutal Lachatrila Minatura to eat a Sofik Daraisa, so why does he need a Kapara? He didn't do anything wrong. It's Mutal Lachatrila. So whoever put this line into the Rambam posed the Kasha. And he says the answer is that the Ramam Shita Sofik Deraisa Luchumer Mideraisa Sofik Deraisa Luchumer itself, that in itself is only Miderabanan, only applies to Chavi Lavin, doesn't apply to Isurei Kores. Vaharaya Shaharei Hoisa Chai Vashim Talui. That's the right. Doesn't apply to Isurei Kores. Yeah. What's the logic behind it? So the explanation in the yeshivas, they say Mistama the Pshat is like this, that the Mesilas Yesharim writes a mashal. He says, if you have a suffix about eating a certain food, whether it has poison or not, would you eat the food? It's only a suffix. Yeah, but there's a 50-50 chance you may die. So you don't want to die. So suffix poison, of course, l'chumre. Well, what's the question? Common sense, if it's a 50, now a lot of people are not concerned about the corona, because it's nowhere near 50-50. We know, everybody knows a few people who died from the corona, but it's not 50% of the population. But if it's a real Sofik HaShokal, of course you're not going to get involved in a Sofik Sakonis Nefoshes. You don't want to die. So Mesilas Yesharim assumes that all the Yisurei Torah, all the tray for food is an Issa Cheftze. It's poison to the soul. It's not poison to the body. If a person eats chazam, he's not going to die. If a person eats chelav adam or eats chametz b'pesach, he's not going to die, but it'll affect his soul negatively. So just like if you have gashmis dika poison, common sense dictates suffix poison l'chumre, if it's a 50-50 chance, not 50-50, so the right, you go l'kula, maybe. That's a question. But it's 50-50, suffix ashakul, and a real poison to the body, go l'chumra. So if it's a 50-50 suffix on poison to the soul, you also have to go l'chumra. So the Rambam holds, b'medvar ma'murim, when do you say that Yisurei Torah are poison to the soul? That's by Yisurei Kores. That's an Issa Cheftze. There are properties of Iser the elements of Iser that will leave a detrimental effect on the soul if you eat it. Even if you eat it b'shegeg, the soul will be affected. So that's why you need a kapara b'shegeg, because you ate chelav adam and it had a negative effect on you. But if you ate chazer, a basam b'chalav, something that's not kares, that's only an Iser gavra. That's apparently what the Rambam is distinguishing. That whoever wrote these two lines, that suffik deraisa lekula mideraisa is only lechumer miderabbanan. That's if it's only an isa gavra. Isa gavra means if he knows that it's usur and he doesn't care, so he's rebelling against the ratzon Hashem. But if he eat it b'shoigig, he doesn't need any kapara. But if it's an isa heftza and it has a negative effect on his soul, so he has to bring chatas b'shoigig and he has to bring an Hashem tali if it's a suffik. Yeah. The Pashtus is that that's the Rambam didn't say that, because we read the Rambam before in Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam Avakol Asveikus Sofik Deraisa Luchumer itself is only Midrabbanan. So the Rambam writes Bein B'Macholas Asuras Bein Ba'arayis V'Shabbosus. Shabbosus Shabbos is in Isa Kares. So the Mefarshim say the Rambam means Tchumen. Tchumen is no Kares. And then the Rambam says, Arayas. Arayas all have kares. They say the Rambam means, with the word Arayas, it means a Koyim Begrusha. That's not called Arayas. Koyim Begrusha is not called Gili Arayas. You don't say, Harig Vayava by Koyim Begrusha, Yisro B'Mamzeres. It's only called Gili Arayas if it's Chavi Krisis. And Shabbosis, the Pashto Shabbos, doesn't mean Tchumen. The Rambam happens to hold that. The Gemara says, we don't paskan like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that Tchum Shabbos Alpai Mama is 1 mil. Alpai Mama is a din deraisa. So the Gemara is clear, we don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion. So the Rambam follows the Rif at the end of the first Perek in Erevin, where the Rif quotes a passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi that we don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion. That's by Alpai Mama, 1 mil. But if you're going to go outside of the city, you'd base mil. So that's an Isa deraisa. So the Rambam includes that in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam says there's one lav not to do malocha on Shabbos, that yechayv kares, and there's another lav not to go chutz l'tchum of yud beis mil. The Rambam holds that's deraisa. Okay. But that's a doichik, to say that that's what the Rambam means. Araisa means grusha l'koin and mamzeres l'Yisrael, and Shabbos goes on tchumen. Pashtus is that the Rambam never said it, that the Rambam holds Sofik deraisa lechumre is only midrabbanan, even by chayvi krisis. The question is a glaring question. How can you have an institution of Hashem Talui? Why do you need a kapara Hashem Talui? It's mutter lechatchila to eat if it's a sofik deraisa, whether it's chelev or shuman. So it's mutter min hatorah to eat it. So why do you need a kapara? So the Prima Gadim answers. Prima Gadim points out that there is a machloikis in krisis regarding the institution of Hashem Talui. And we paskin, the Rambam paskins, it's machlok satanoim, whether yeshem la mikwa, yeshem la masores. And we paskin la alocha that you only achayb in Hashem Talui if there were chaticha achas, mishte chatichas. I know for sure that there is some chelev. And it's a taruvas, the chelev and the shuman. And I ate one of them. If I have one piece of food and it's a suffix, whether it's chelev or shuman, so the Rambam would say, min ha-teretz mutter to eat it. That suffix, the raisa l'chumre, is only a din mid-rabbanan. Min ha-teretz mutter to eat it. But if it's a taruvus of chad bechad, if you have a taruvus of chad betray, one tray for a piece of chelev gets mixed up with two kosher pieces of shuman, and you can't tell which is which. So that minatar, it's bottle, chad betrays bottle. So you're permitted to eat. Can eat all three together? Okay. That's a question, whether it's mutter to eat all three together. Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to. Other Rishonim hold that you are allowed to. Okay. Others hold that you're not allowed to midirabbanan. Minatar, it's mutter to eat all three. Midirabbanan is asa. Okay. So if you have one tray for a piece of chelev gets mixed in with two pieces of shuman, that's minatari, that's batel chad betray. Maybe even with the rabbanon, that'll be batel chad betray. But if you have a taruvus of chad bechad, you don't say that that's a suffik deraisa, lekula mideraisa, it's only lechumer mideraabonon. That's called ikva isura. I know for sure that there is an isa here, but it's a taruvus. I don't know whether this piece or that piece. So that's mochomer, that's a different kind of a suffik. If you have one chaticha of food and you have a suffik, whether this I bought a candy. I don't know whether they put in non-kosher ingredients into the candy and the treif ingredient is nice and tam, so you're not allowed to eat the candy or not. It may be that it's treif menater. So if you don't know, so the Rambam would say that that's mutter menater to eat it, even though it may have chalev in it. It's mutter menater. But if you have vadai iser, but you don't know whether this piece or that piece, if you have three pieces, one treif a piece and two kosher pieces, chad betrei batel. That's the pasuk acharam lahat. This is batel berayv. But if you only have two pieces and it's not batel berayv, then you say that that's ikva yisura. And that, there, the Rambam also agrees. Whenever it's ikva yisura, the Rambam agrees. That's what the Prima Gadim writes in Siman Kuf Yud. He raises this question that the Rambam himself, that the Kesem Mishnah had the girsa, the end of Perek Tes and Hilchas Tumas Meis. Kesem Mishnah had such a girsa, and the Rambam, and they put it into brackets in the Rambam. The Pashta says that someone else wrote it. It's not really the Rambam. That the Rambam doesn't hold it from this distinction between Chavi Krisis and Chavi Lavin. But the Rambam holds a different distinction. The institution of Oshem Toli shows us that there, if there's a suffix where there's Ikva Yisura, I know for sure that there's an Iser, but it's Betaruvus, I don't know whether it's A or B. So if it's three pieces, then it's going to be chad betray batlev. It's two pieces, chad bechad. So that's an isa deraisa. That's called ikve yisura. Let's say the worst it can be is an isa derabanan, and it gets mixed in betarubis, chad bechad. So would you say sveika derabanan lakula? So the Shach writes in Yeridea, absolutely not. Some Rishonim seem to hold that, yes, but the Shach holds absolutely not. That's ikve yisura. Ikve yisura is a different type of a suffix. It's a suffix. It's not a suffix. Is there an Issa? I know for sure there's an Issa. I'm not sure whether it's this piece or that piece. Ikve Yisur is a more chomedika type of a suffix. So the Pashta says that just like the Ramam holds suffix deraisa, lekula mideraisa, but by Ikve Yisura, you don't say it like that. That's what you see from the institution of Hashem Toloi. So halacha lemaisa, bottom line, that we have suffix derabana lekula, that doesn't apply by Ikve Yisura either. That's the example of ikva yisura. You have a tarubas of chad bechad, so then you say ikva yisura. There is a Mishnah in Krisis that a person does malacha b'shoigig on Shabbos. So if you do malacha b'mezid on Shabbos, you chayv kareis. So if you do malacha b'shoigig, you have to bring achatas. What if a person did malacha on Shabbos during Bein HaShemashos? He didn't know what time it was. Then he finds out later it was Bein HaShemashos, either Friday evening going into Leil Shabbos or Shabbos afternoon going into Matzoi Shabbos. Person did malacha Bein HaShemashos. So some Rishonim hold that Bein HaShemashos, that's a Mishnah increases. So the Mishnah says that you bring an Oshem Talui. So that's what some Rishonim say. Even if we, the way we pass in La'alacha, that you only bring an Oshem Talui if you have Shtei Chatichas and you ate Chaticha, Achas Mishtei Chatichas. I know for sure one chaticha is chalev and one chaticha is not. And I ate one of the two, I'm not sure which one I ate. So that's an ikva yisura. And that's how we paskan. You only chayv Hashem Toli in a case of ikva yisura. If it's chaticha achas and there's no ikva yisura, just don't know whether it's kosher or treif, that's a weaker suffix. According to the Rama, that's mutter min haTorah to eat. According to the other Rishonim, it's also min haTorah, but still, you wouldn't be chayv to bring an Hashem Toli in that case. So that's what some Rishonim say. If you do malacha bein hashmashas of Shabbos, that's also called ikva yisura. Why? So that's, we once discussed it when we discussed bein hashmashas, the beginning of the year. What's the status of bein hashmashas? Bein hashmashas are safek yom, safek laila. Since the days of the Tanoim, since the days of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, since the days of the Bais Rishon, they still didn't figure it out. They should have established a committee to decide when does Friday end and when does the first day end and when does the second day begin? What's so complicated over here? So there's a Ritvo and Yume, which the Ragachover dug up. The Ritvo and Yume says it's not that Bein HaShemashos is a Safek Yom, Safek Laila. I don't know when the first day ends. Let's say tonight is going to be Tuesday night. You don't know when Tuesday ends and when Wednesday begins. Does it end at Shkia 5 minutes later, 5 minutes after that, 5 minutes after that? The first 20, 25 minutes after the Shkia is a suffix. You don't know when the first day ends, when the second day begins. So the Ritva says, no, it's a different kind of suffix. That Bein HaShemashos is a block of time, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. We discussed on Beis Amir Aleph. Rabbi Yossi holds that Beit HaShemesh is keherafayin, and not a whole block of time of 20, 25 minutes. Rabbi Yehuda holds a whole block of time and has the elements of Yom and the elements of Laila. So it's a tied to the Sasri. So whenever you have, the halacha recognizes such a thing as a tied to the Sasri. You can have a Kli, which is both a Kli Cheres and a Kli Mateches. If it's 50-50, the material is blended in 50-50. So it has elements of Kli Cheres. If you have the Raivas Cheres, it's 80% Cheres and 20% Mateches, or 80% Mateches, 20% Cheres. A lot of pots are a blend of different materials. So in the days of the Tanoim, they used to make pots and manufacture pots like that also. So whatever is the Raiv is Kaveya. Does it have the din of Kli Cheres? It's only Mekabel Tuma from the inside. It has no Tarib Mikveh. Does it have the din of Kli Mateches? Kabel Tuma from the outside also. Yesh le Tarib Mikveh. So you go Basarai. What if it's exactly 50-50? So the Mishnayis say you go the Chumra in both directions. You treat it like a Sofik. So that's what the Adni Nezer has a lot about this. He has, I think, in 11 different places. He talks about this. Rav Soloveitchik apparently picked it up from the Avnei Nezer, this idea. That the halacha sometimes recognizes the situation that's a tied to the Sasri. The Bein HaShemashes, according to that Ritva and Yom, is both has elements of Yom and elements of Laila. Not that we're not sure when the first day ends, when the second day begins. There's a block of time that's both Yom and Laila, and therefore we paskin la halacha, we treat it as if it were a sofik. It's not really a sofik. It's a tied to the sasri. But whenever the halacha says, whenever you have a tied to the sasri, you treat it as if it were a sofik. So if you have a tied to, if that's the pshat and Bein HaShemashes, it could be that the sofik that we treat, if a person does malacha Bein HaShemashes, b'shoigeg, it could be that we would treat that like ikve yisura, like chaticha achas mishtei chatichas. So that's a discussion in the Tosfos and the other Rishonim in Maseches Krisis, on the Mishnah. If a person did malacha Bein HaShemashes of Shabbos, he has to bring an Ashem Talui. Is that only if you hold that Chaticha Achas is also a Chayv Ashem Talui, or even if you hold you need Shtei Chatichas? So some Rishonim hold, even if you need Shtei Chatichas, it's not a din, you need Shtei Chatichas, you need Ikva Yisura. So this is equivalent to Ikva Yisura. This is the equivalent of Ikva Yisura. When you have a tied to the Sasri.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Is it possible to say that really an Ashem Talei should be a proof to the Rambam rather than a challenge? Because if Safik Dereita Lechumra is Dereisa, so then if it's a Safik, shouldn't you give a Chatas Dereisa? Like, why would you give an Ashem Talei? Shouldn't you, like, if we actually hold Safik Dereita Lechumra, so then in the case of a Safik, you should give a Chatas. The fact that you don't.
I don't think so. It's only a Safik Lechumra Mi Safik. Not b'taras vada in a chatas, not bo b'nedim and adov. You can't volunteer a chatas. If you're not vada in mechuyev, you're not allowed to bring a chatas. It'll be a chulim bazar. You're not allowed to bring chulim bazar. So sofik deraisa l'chum is b'taras sofik, not b'taras vada. So if he has a sofik if he ate chelev, he has a sofik if the cookie that he ate on Pesach was chametz dikanat, so he can't bring a chatas, because that'll be a sofik chulim bazar. So the Torah provides he should bring an Ashem Talei. Then after bringing the Ashem Talei, if he'll find out that it really was chametz, then it'll be mechuyev to bring a chatas. Or if he finds out that it really was chelev, first he doesn't know whether he ate the chelev or the shuman. So he brings an Ashem Talei temporarily to be megin min hayisurim. And then if later on he'll ascertain, somehow or another he'll ascertain, that he really did eat the chelev, he really did eat the chametz, then now he has to bring the chatas kvua. He was yotzi with the Ashem Talei. Yeah. So there's a Tosfos in Chulin. This story with Kol Kavua Kamachza Al Machza Domi Teisha Chanuyas here on Daf Tesan and Beis Teisha Chanuyas Kula Machas Basu Shchut Vachas Macheres Besar Nevela, and he shopped in one of the stores. So that's the din of Kol Kavua Kamachza Al Machza Domi. So on the margin it says it disappears in Chulin Daf Tzadikeim and Alam. So on that Daf Tosfos in Chulin is bothered with Akasha. If there's really a din of kol kavua kemachzo al machzo domi, how do you ever have a din that if you have bitl chad betray? If you have one tray for piece of chelev, gets mixed in with two yavish beyavish. Not that I cooked it all together and the chelev is nice and tam and everything. No. Yavish beyavish. I have a taruvis. It's taisvis diba maschal sveikai osur. in Chulin Tzadikim and Amset Tes asks, how can you ever have a din a bitl b'roiv chad b'trei is bottle? One should say kol kavua kamachza machza domi. All the three chatichas are sitting there. So since the miut, like over here, then 10 stores are attached to the ground. So since the one tray for store is standing still, it's not moving, so it has such a chashivas, it's like machza machza. I don't say it's 9-1. The odds are 9-1 against it. Since the miut is kavua bimkomo, I say it has a chashivas of kemachza machza. So the same by a tarubis, you have one tray for piece of chelev mixed in with two kosher pieces of shuman. They look exactly the same. There's no way to tell the difference between them. So how do you say that it's bottled beroy? But the miut is sitting there. It's not moving anywhere. Why don't you say kol kavua kemachza machza dummy? So Tosfos answers, it's important to know Tosfos answer. Tosfos answers, you only say kol kavua when the iser is nikabim koma, the miut, which is stationary, it's not moving around, has chashivas like a machza, only if, so I'm standing over here and shooting, and I want to kill the man at the end of the line to the right. If I walk to the end of the block, or to two blocks down, whatever, I'll ascertain who's the Yisrael and who's the Nochri. I'm standing over here, it's too far away, I can't tell who's who. But if I would go down the block, it's nikabim komo. So then it has the chashivas of kemachza machza. But here I have three chatichas that are mixed up. I'm standing right next to the chatichas. I can't identify which is which. So since the miut is not niker, so you don't apply the din of kol kavua kemachza machza dami. I say it's bottled bereif. So that's what the Tosfos is alluding to these ideas. Here, this Tosfos on Tes on the base quotes the Gemara in Zvachim Dafai Gimel. The Mishnah in Zvachim, we said the name of the perik is Perik HaTarubis, but it doesn't start with the hey. It doesn't start HaTarubis. It starts Kala Zvachim Shin and Sarvu. So the Mishnah has the following case. You have a 1,000 karbonas, 999 karbonas are kosher, and one of them happens to be pasul. What is it? It's Mukze, Venevad, Ravea, Nirva, Shor Shaharga Sa'odam. One of the animals is pasul lahakrove. 999 animals are kosher lahakrove. So you should minatari should say is bottle beroyb. You should be makar of each animal individually. So midirabban and the Gemara says they made a chumah balechaim chashivi veloy b'teili. Like you have a din that's balechaim chashivi. You have a din chaticha ruy l'skabed. A dovah shebiminyan dovah choshev is not bottle. So that's such a din. It's a din midirabban balechaim chashivi veloy b'teili. So you can't. So the Mishnah says, "Hafilu echad be'elef, one pasul a carbon, mukze neva, ravea nirva, shosha harga sa'adam. One pasul a carbon gets mixed in with 999, and now you have 1,000 animals. Midirabbanan, you don't let them be makar of any of the animals at all." So the Gemara asks, "Why not? Because balechaim an achashu, then a bottle." So the Gemara says, "So take one out." It's not bottle means you can't be makar of all together. So take one out and say, call the parish meruba parish at 999 kosher animals, karbonas oila, and one is a pasul animal. So if you take one animal out, so you go basarab, the odds are 999-1 that it's going to be a kosher or carbon. So the Gemara says, since any case where minatoira the iser is bottle and the tarubis and midirabbanan, it's not bottle. So you can't say, I'm going to take one out and go basarayv. I treat it as if it's kavua. Even though the pasul karban is not nika bimkomo, I don't know which one it is, but that's the chumah v'derabbanan. They made it in balechaim chashivi v'loy b'teili. And if at any time you have a chaticha v'roi l'skabit is not bottle, tovah shebiminyan is not bottle, whenever you have such a thing, so you're always going to take one out and say, not bitl. You won't go based on bitl and say, Hochemacha harayv, Azlina basaruva, called the parish, meruva parish. The odds are that this is one of the 999 kosher animals. The odds are 999-1 that it's kosher. Gemara says, you don't say that. That's kavua midirabbanan. It's not kavua minatorah because the iser is not nika bimkomo. If you have teisha chanuyas, if you go to the store, you'll know which are the nine kosher stores, which is the treifa store. You go to the end of the block, you'll know who is the Jew and who is the Nochri. But over here, nobody knows which is the... All the animals got mixed up together. 999 of them are kosher karbonos, one is pasul. So since the pasul is the pasul, the carbon is not nika bimkomo, so that's not a kavua deraisa, but it's a kavua derabbanan. So then the Gemara asks, all right, it's a kavua derabbanan, calls man, the animals are standing still. But the Gemara says, nich bishinu dinanaydu, let's push all the animals until they'll budge, till they'll start walking. The only time you say it's kavua derabbanan is if the animals are standing still. So let me take the whole herd of the 1,000 animals, of which one is a pasul of the carbon, 999 are kosher karbonos. Let the whole herd of animals start walking, and I'll make noise so they'll start running. And then when they'll be running, it's no longer kavua. Then you have a right to say hol chemachar harayv. So the Gemara says that's still kavua midirabbanon. Whenever that's the chumr midirabbanon. Whenever you have an iser that batal manator, but it's not batal midirabbanon, and they don't want you to go basar raiv. So even if you'll do that stunt, we're afraid that he may not do nenaidu. He may forget about it. He may not have them move around. He may forget that you have to have the animals move around. That's what Tosfos quotes from that Gemara. So that's important to know. Yeah. There are different commentaries on the Rambam. I'm sure you are well aware. There's a Kesa Mishnah. You have the Magen Mishnah, Kesem Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah, Mishnah Melech. And then one of the later commentaries is the Markevez HaMishnah. Markevez HaMishnah is, a lot of times, he gives usually a very bland, whenever there's a complicated Rambam, and someone starts to give a whole fancy pshat, he always gives the most posh pshat, very bland pshat, nothing fancy, nothing elegant. And every so often, Rav Soloveitchik said that he heard from his grandfather, he thinks the Markevez HaMishnah is right over here. He thinks the Markevez HaMishnah is right over there. A few times, the most pasha pshat that you wouldn't even think of. So here, the Markevez HaMishnah on this Rambam in Hilchas Chametz HaMatzah, when the Rambam quotes these Teisha Tziborim Shal Matzah, the Echad Shal Chametz, and so on, in Perek Beis Halacha Yud Halacha Yud Aleph. So the Markevez HaMishnah has a very interesting comment. He thinks that just like he can't apply Safik derabbanan lakula by an ikva isura, if you have a taruvas of chad bechad, taruvas of chad bechad is ikva isura. I know for sure there's a treifa thingy. I don't know which one it is. If it's chad betray, so it's bottle. Minatar it's bottle even balchay. And midrabbanan, if it's a dova choshev, it's not bottle. So if that's if you have a roiv heter, what if it's chad bechad? So that's an ikva yisura. So that's a suffix shelo nitan lahachro. It can't be, the Rama would not say, in an ikva yisura, the Rama would not say, suffix deraisa lekulam deraisa. That's when Yechayv and Hashem Toloi, that's the Prima God, the Masim Kuf Yud in Yeredeya, the end of Chelik Aleph Yeredeya. And that's when the Shach writes in Masim Kuf Yud, we wouldn't say suffix derabana lekula. A tarubis of chad bechad, that's an ikva yisura. It's a different chaloshim suffix. Like yesterday, we were speaking a little bit about what's a din if you have a woman was married for the last 5 years and the husband disappeared. So two witnesses say, we know for a fact the husband is dead. We attended the funeral, we buried him, we're in the Chevik Adisha, we know that he's dead. Another person says the two Adam come and they say the two other guys are lying. We know for a fact the husband is still alive. We know who he is. We used to be friendly with him. We live in the neighborhood. We know for a fact that he's still alive. So it's trey utrey. Two Adam say he's still alive. The Adam say we know for a fact that he's dead. So we don't know who's telling the truth. But the woman is Becheska say Shesish. We know she was married for the last 5 years. We don't know where the husband is now. So do you say that she's a Vadai Cheska say Shesish? You paskin the Shaila, it's a Sophic. Is she still an Eshesish? So he paskin the Torah's Vadai based on the Chazoke. She was an Eshesish. We know she was an Eshesish for the last 5 years. So you still have Chazoke. Or do you say no? Trey is only a Sveka de Rabbanan. Means Minatora the Chazoke paskin Zois. Minatora the Chazoke is Machria. It's only Midrabbanan that we shouldn't be Machria. So that's a sugya, that's a machlokes in Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph. It's machlokes how to paskin la halacha, machlokes tesis in the Ramban, halacha lemaisa, whether we paskin trey, is a sveka deraisa, it's a sofik shalom nitan la hachra, You can't be machriya based on chazaka, and you can't be machriya based on hamoitza machavera olav haraya. It's a suffix. It's a different kind of a suffix that doesn't lend itself to hachra. Or do you say, no, it's a suffix like any other suffix? So just like chazaka works in another case, chazaka will, menatara will work over here also. It'll be a chazaka lahakel. There'll be a chumim with the rabbanon not to rely. But if it's a chazaka lahachmir, she's becheska seishesish. We'll assume she's a vadeyeshesish. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. So just like there's an opinion that treyu trey is a sveka deraisa, despite the fact that you have a chazaka. Why? Because treyu trey is a different chaloshem suffix, different type of a suffix that doesn't lend itself to hachra lahakel. So too, if you have ikva isura, if you have chaticha achas a taruvus chad bechad, the Rambam will agree that sofik deraisa luchumra with it. That's ikva isura, and the Rambam will say hello. We will say halacha lemaisa. You don't apply sofik derabbanan lekula. If you have a taruvus of chad bechad, it's a sofik shalanita lahachra. So similarly, the Markevus HaMishnah writes, he thinks he has a lot to say on that. There's a problematic Rambam in Perek Beis halacha yud aleph. In Hilchas Chametz and Matzah, the Rambam gives the psokim on all the various cases here in the Gemara. So the Ravid asks, he doesn't understand what's going on in the Rambam. It's a very strange Rambam. So the Markevus HaMishnah, it works a lot there to try to make sense, knock sense into the Rambam. So one line that he has is interesting. He thinks that just like the Rambam does not say Sufik deraisa lekulam deraisa, in the case of Ikva Yisura, you have a taruvus of chad bechad, he gets the impression that the Rambam would agree also by kol kavua kemachza amachza dami that it also be sofik luchumra. Here the Gemara says teisha chanuyas kulam machus basos shchuta vachas macheres besar nevela. I shopped in one of the stores. I come home and now I don't remember. I had in mind how to buy treifa nevela meat for my workers and put it in one freezer, and then I had to buy kosher meat for the family and put it in our freezer. When I come home, I forgot. When people get old, they forget a lot of things. He forgets which store he bought it in. Did he buy it in one of the kosher stores or the treifa stores? So since the suffix is about the kviyas, he shopped in the store. Now he's looking back. In retrospect, he doesn't remember which store he bought in. So since the suffix is no longer in the makam kviyas, so you say, kol kavua kamachza amachza dami, and it's asami suffik. Even though the odds are 9-1, it's asami suffik. So would the Rambam say it's asami in Torah, or the Rambam say it's only asami in the Rabbanim? It's 9-1 lahakil, and we're not mekel because we have a din deraisa kol kavua kamachta amachta dami. So if they have the kol kavua, the Rambam's going to say it's only asami in the Rabbanim. It doesn't sound like it. So that's what the Markevus HaMishnah says. He gets the impression that the Rambam would hold kol kavua kamachta amachta dami is like an ikva yisura. The miut has so much chashivas that you can't ignore it. You can't say sofik deraisa lekulam deraisa. He says he gets the impression that you wouldn't say sofik deraisa lekulam deraisa according to the Rambam, and you wouldn't be able to say sofik derabana lekula there. If you have a kol kavua kamachta amachta dami, he thinks that you can't say sofik derabana lekula. That's what Tosfos raised that question. Here, the Tosfos on Daf Tes Omid Beis asks, when the Gemara says, what was the case again? Teisha Tzibon Shal Matzah Becher Shal Chametz HaNachba came and we're watching. We're watching the way the Achba takes. We're standing far away. If we would be standing right next to the 10 piles, a tzibur is a pile. So there are asara tziburim. Teisha tziburim shel chametz, teisha tziburim shel matzah, ve'echad shel chametz. So if he would be standing right there, we would notice whether the achba took a pesach dika matzah or a chametz dika thing. But we're standing so far away, so we're not sure. So that's what Tosfos points out. If I myself bought in the store and now I'm looking and I had to buy both treif and kosher, then by the time I come home, I forgot already and I can't tell by the, usually can tell by the price. the glatt kosher is 10 times as expensive as the nevelis or trefa. You can't tell. You can't tell somehow. You can't tell by the price, and you can't tell by looking at it. You can't tell whether it's kosher or trefa. So if I went shopping in the store and I look back in retrospect, and now the suffix is which store did I buy in today, and the stores are attached to the grand kavua, so that's kavua deraisa. What if I was watching from a distance and the achbar was pirish befaneinu? I was watching from a distance when the mouse took one of them. So that's the shach and simikuf yud quotes a machlokes and rishonim and baliatesis, whether that's a kavua deraisa or kavua derabbanim. Some Shanim hold, some Baliatais hold, it's only Kavua Deraisa. If I did the Prishin, I'm looking back, where did I take it from? But if I was watching the way the Achba did it, maybe that has a din like that you do go Basirai. So, but Midirabbanan Halacha Lamaisa, we say Kol Kavua over there as well. Yeah, so Taisus is bothered with a question. Taisus is bothered. Haina Teisha Chanus. So Tosis says the Kasha, Kol Kavua Kamachza Machza Dami, that's a Sveka Deraisa Luchumra. Abahach is Sveka Derabbanan. But over here, by Bidikas Chometz, it's only Derabbanan. So if you say Kol Kavua Kamachza Machza Dami, why don't you say Sveka Derabbanan Lukula? So the way the Makavis HaMishnah says, that Kol Kavua Kamachza Machza Dami, you learned that from that Pasuk, V'or of Love, V'kom Alav, which even according to the Rambam, who usually holds Sveka Deraisa Lekula Mideraisa by a Kol Kavua, the Rambam is going to agree that it's Sveka Deraisa Lechumra. Well, it's a different kind of a Chal Hashem Sofek, because we don't understand it, but that's the Pasuk, War of Love Kol Malav. We treat it like a different Chal Hashem Sofek, so maybe that's the answer. You don't have to come on to the answer that we said. We said yesterday, the day before, that since the whole Bedikas Chometz was introduced ala Sofek, maybe there is, maybe there isn't. So you can't say Sveika Derabbanan Lekula by Bedikas Chometz, because the whole Takana was instituted ala Sofek. That's what a group of Rishonim said. That's what we found. They write it on, printed on the bottom of the Rif, writes like that. We said it over yesterday, that the Mishnah in the end of the second Perek in Ksuba says, a Kotan Shehigdil is named Lohoid Begodla Mashira Bekotnoi. By Bedikas Chometz, the Gemara said on Dalit on the base, I think, that the Kotn, even the Katnusoi, is Nemon. Nu Rabbanan Bidirabbanan, right. The Tosfos on Dalit on the base quotes that Mishnah at the end of the second Perek in Ksubis. A Kotn Shehigdil is Nemon on the Rabbanans. But here, by Bedikas Chometz, he's Nemon even the Katnusa. Why were they more makel by Bedikas Chometz than on other things? So the Ravid on the bottom of the Rif, Ravid has comments on the Rif. So the Ravid says, because by every din the Rabbanan, they wanted you to know that it's only the Rabbanan. They didn't want to be machmer on a din the Rabbanan to the same extent as a din the Raisa. So by every other din the Rabbanan, they said, Safik the Rabbanan Lekula. By Bedikas Chometz, the whole Takana was instituted ala Safik. So they said, Safik Bedikas Chometz is Lechumer, so you don't have that Kula. So they felt compelled to introduce another Kula. So they said, even a Kotna Shalah Higdil, Hemnu Rabbanan Bedirabbanan, a Kotna Zaman Bekatnusa, to say that he was Bedik the Chometz, and you don't have to be Bedik again. So that was one answer that we mentioned. Antaisis Kasha, what does the Gemara say? Haina Teisha Chanuyas, if the Achbar took one of the, from one of the piles, there were 9 piles of matzah and 1 pile of chametz, so you should, and an achbar takes, so the odds are 9-1 that the achbar took matzah and brought it into the house. But since it's kol kavua, pirish lefaneinu, we didn't do the prisha, the achbar did it, but we were watching. So that's 2 days in the shach quotes, 2 days in Tosfos, and different rishonim quotes from the Balei HaTosfos, where the Pirish lefonenim, when we're watching, is that a kavua deraisa, kavua derabbanan. But bottom line, it's a kavua. So because it's a kavua, it's kemachza machza dami. So by teisha chanuyos, you're talking about nevela, sasafik deraisa lechumer. But if you're just talking about bedikas chametz, why you're machmer? So we gave an answer because the takanas bedikas chametz was instituted on the sasafik. And that's exactly what they said. You shouldn't apply sveika derabbanan. That was one answer. Then Tosfos gives another answer. Maybe it's talking bedikas chametz before you are mevatel. So maybe bedikas chametz before you are mevatel is a chiyuv deraisa. That's a chiddush. That's 2 days in mechaber and hilchas bedikas chametz. Whether normally we do bedikas chametz before we are mevatel. After you finish the bedikas chametz, then you are mevatel. But normally you're not mevatel chametz before you do the bedika. So Tosfos keeps on popping up with that idea. Maybe bedikas chametz koidem bitl is real a chiyuv derais, because the Gemara said there on Dalet Amud Beis that hemnu rabbanan bedi rabbanan. Why is bedikas chametz bedi rabbanan? Because mederaisa bebitl bealma sagile. That's if he was mevatel already, then the chayvus bedika is only bedi rabbanan. But if he wasn't mevatel, then the chayvus bedika is deraisa. Then you say sveika deraisa luchumer. But now, according to this, Makevus HaMishnah, it could be that there's another answer, that whenever you have kol kavua, it's like trey u trey. If you all trey sveka deraisa, it's a suffix shalo nitan lahachro. It's a different chal Hashem suffix. It's like a tarubas of chad b'chad ikve yisura. It's a suffix shalo nitan lahachro lahokel. You can't say sveka derabon lakula by a tarubas of chad b'chad. And the Rambam is not going to say Sveka deraisa lechumra midirabona. You're not going to say lekula midiraisa by a taruvus of chad b'chad. It's an ikva yisura. So the Makevus HaMishnah thinks that when you have a kol kavua, when you have a real kol kavua, also it's a suffix shalanita nachro. So even if it's only an issue derabona, you don't have to command to Tosfos' answer. Tosfos doesn't hold like that. But Makevus HaMishnah thinks, according to the Rambam, perhaps, that it's a suffix shalanita nachro. So that's why you have to be machmer even in a din derabbanan. Yeah. Let's see. The Gemara continues. Shnei tziburim. About 10 lines from the bottom. 10 lines from the bottom of Tesla and Beis and Gemara. Shnei tziburim, echad shel matzah ve'echad shel chametz. So it's 50-50. U'lifneim shnei batim echad baruch ve'echad eino baruch. So v'osu shnei achbarim, echad shel matzah ve'echad shel chametz. U'le'adinon, hey lahai ayol. We don't know which achbar, one of them took chametz, one took matzah, and we're not sure. Did the achba with the chametz go into the bayis baruch, then I have to be baruch it all over again? They're going to the bayis she'ena baruch. So the Gemara quotes a din of shtei kederis. That's when you learn yeridei chelik aleph. That's the last simon, chelik aleph yeridei. It's a very short simon. Simon kuf yud aleph. Simon kuf yud has all the dinim of kol kavua kamachza machza dami svek sveka. All the klolim are svek sveka. A lot of dinim. Simon kuf yud aleph is known as shtei kederis. What's the din of shtei kederis? Let's say I have two pots. One has a potato soup and one has a chicken soup. And I know I have an iser, a flavor that's awesome in Atayra. And I put it into one of the two pots. I'm not sure which one. So something there, I said, l'chumra, you can't eat any of the soup. What if the whole iser, the whole flavoring that I put in, is only treif midirabon, and it's not treif minatayra? I'm not interested in the potato soup. I want the chicken soup. Or I'm only interested in chicken soup. I'm not interested in potato soup. So do I have the right to say sveika derabon and l'kula? Do I have the right to be mekel? You enjoy potato soup. I enjoy chicken soup. So, and the whole iser that someone mixed in is only an iser derabanan. The worst it can be is an iser derabanan. So I'll say sveika derabanan lekula. He put it into the other pot, and you'll say sveika derabanan lekula. He put it into this pot. So that says in Yerideya, you have no right to say like that. That's called shtekaderis. You can't arbitrarily say that the Issa derabanan fell into this one, not into that one. That's ikve yisura. That's like a tarubas of chad b'chad. You have here a tarubas of chad b'chad. You have two pots. One pot became treif from the rabban. The other pot, both pots started off as being kosher. One is chicken soup, one is potato soup. But they're both potato soup. It doesn't make a difference. They both started off as being kosher. And I know that an Issa derabanan fell into one of the two. I don't know which one. So I know I have two pots. One is treif me the rabbon, and one is kosher. I don't know which is which. That's a taruvah, so chad bechad. So that's ikva yisura. So you have no right. That's the din. When you have shtei gederos, you have no right to be mekel to say sveika the rabbon lekul. But what if I have two pots? One pot has treif food, treif soup. I'm cooking the treifa soup for the workers, for the Goyisha workers. I'm allowed to do that. And one pot has kosher soup for my family. And then someone in the kitchen took anisa de rabbanan and threw it flavoring, and they threw it into one pot or the other. We're not sure which one. So, and we don't know, maybe threw it into the kosher pot, and so now the kosher pot is treif. Maybe it threw into the treifa pot. So that's a din, that's called taliyah. So that's a din. It starts off with the din sveika derabon lakula. There is a din sveika derabon lakula, but there's an exception to the rule. Sveika derabon lakula doesn't apply when you have shtei kederis, because you have it's a taruvus of chad bechad, so it's ikva yisura. You can't arbitrarily say this one is kosher, the other one is straight. Meichatesa. You can't arbitrarily say like that. But over here, it's not arbitrarily. I have two pots, one is kosher, one is treif. So then I say the treif one remains treif and the kosher one remains kosher. I say it starts off, if it would have been an issue there, I say you wouldn't be mekel. You're only toilet, you only say toilet misakal kola bim kukul. You only have the right to act as if you knew for a fact that the treifus, the flavoring, the treifer flavoring fell into the treifer pot. If it's a flavoring, that's only treif men derabbanan. If it's treif men haTorah, you say safik deraisa l'chum. But if it's only treif men derabbanan, so again, so if the both pots are kosher, and it's a shayla on both pots, so it's a tarubis of chad b'chad, so that's ikva yisuri, you can't be mekel on a derabbanan. But if you have one pot is treif anyway, and one pot is kosher, so yishtelav dechazoka, the kosher pot remains kosher, the treif pot remains treif, and I assume that the treifus fell into the treifa pot. So the bottom taisvis fills you in on a little more information. This is a sugya in Yevamis, and it says on the side, Yevamis daf pei beis. So that's a machlokes there in Yevamis daf pei beis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Is it enough that you say the truma is only the rabbanon? Why? The truma bismanazeh. That's what the Gemara says. The top line on Yud Amud Aleph. You only say, "Tolem Masakal Kolam and Mekukol." If it's Truma the Rabban, why is Truma the Rabban? Rashi writes Truma Bizman Hazeh. What does it mean by the word Truma Bizman Hazeh is the Rabban? What does that mean? So the one could say after the Churban Bayisheni that the Kedushas where the Truma is the Raisa the Rabban depends. The Chiyuv to be Mafis Truma Samaisa. The Din of Tevel only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Minator and Chutz Loretz in Amuchiv. And Eretzol means Eretzol that has Kedusha Sa'aretz, not that location on the globe. So in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, it took 7 years to conquer the land, Sheva Shekapshu. Then it took, that's a Pasuk in Yeshua. And then Sheva Shechilku, that's a tradition, an oral tradition that Gemara quotes in the end of Erechin, that it took 14 years. They divided among the Shvatim, then among the Mishpachas, then among the Yechidim, and it took forever. The court cases, like now with the election, it may take 7 years to ascertain who won the election. In the days of Yeshua ben Nun, it took 7 years. Must have had a lot of lawyers there. There was a lot at stake over there. So it took 7 years to divide Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam quotes from the Gemara that the full Kedusha Sa'aretz was only Chal after the 14 years. Before Kibush V'Chiluk, there wasn't a full Kedusha Sa'aretz. So they were only, the first Shemitah year was the 21st year. Mishav Yisrael HaYarden, the first 14 years, it didn't have Kedusha Sa'aretz. So they only started counting. The 15th year was year number one. So the first Shemitah was the 21st year. And the first Yovel was not year 50. The first Yovel was year 64, because the first 14 years didn't count. And the Chiyuv Trumas Samais only Chal, beginning with the 15th year after the Kibush V'Chiluk. Fine. So then at the end of the Bais Rishon Tkufa, Bais Rishon stood, it took a few hundred years from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, over 400 years, till Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash. Then the Beis Rishon says in Tanakh stood
480.
480 till he built the Beis Rishon. So then it says in Tanakh that the Beis Rishon stood for 410 years. And then it was Charif. So that's a question in the days of the Tanaim. Was the Kedushas HaOretz bottle at the time of Churban Beis Rishon, or should be assumed that Eretz Yisrael was Kitcha Losi Lover? The accepted opinion, there was an opinion that it was Kitcha Losi Lover. The accepted opinion is Eretz Yisrael was Loi Kitcha Losi Lover. So during the 70 years of Golos Bavel, Eretz Yisrael did not have Kedusha. Then they came back in the beginning of Beis Sheni. So they were somehow, they didn't have kibush v'chiluk at all. They didn't do any kibush. They were under the, till the days of the Hashmonaim, there was no independent Jewish government at all in Eretz Yisrael. So there was no kibush. Kibush means under Jewish control. So nonetheless, somehow they succeeded in endowing Eretz Yisrael with the Kedusha, the Raisa, the second time around. So that's a question. The Kedusha Shnia, Kedusha Bishoina, that was created by Yeshua ben Nun, was, we assume, we have Paschal Halacha, was Batla at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon. So there was no Kedusha Sa'aretz. Whether the Kedusha Samigdosh was Batla, that's a different question. The Gemara in Samasichtas puts it together. Whether the Kedusha Samigdosh was Batla at the time of Churban, whether the Kedusha Sa'aretz was Batla. And the Rambam, the Taisus and Megillah, the Afiyut says there's room to distinguish. And the Rambam and the Rabbi both distinguish. They say they're not totally Zebzeh. The Gemara usually does put them together. And Taisus and Megillah, the Afiyut quotes Rab Chaim Kohen, the Tam of the Rabbi Natam, the one who was the Kohen, the one who sent the letter, Eza Bais HaShetivnuli. So he's the one, he points out in Taisus and Megillah, there's room to split. Maybe Kedushas HaMikdash was Batla, Kedushas HaSoretz was Le Batla. Maybe Kedushas HaMikdash is Le Batla, Kedushas HaSoretz is Batla. They're not necessarily Tali Zebizeh. So the Rambam paskins that the Kedusha Shnia was Le Batla. It's a question what Rashi holds. There's a Rashi in Sanhedrin. Here, Rashi doesn't explain. He just says, Truma Bizman is as the Rabbanah. That's a Lashon HaGemara and other Masechtos. Truma Bizman is as the Rabbanah. So it could be that the Gemara is working on the assumption that the Kedusha Sa'aretz was Batla at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni. And maybe now, if with Hakamas HaMedina, maybe it was restored Min HaTorah. That's a question. But all the years, at least until 1948, maybe Rashi holds that the Kedusha Shnia was Batla. The Rambam holds that the Kedusha Shnia was Loi Batla, but the Rambam quotes the Gemara, Trum B'Zman HaZeh is only the Rabbanon. The Trum B'Zman HaZeh Afilu B'Mei Ezra, even during the Beis Sheni period. Even though the Kedusha Sa'aretz was their Raisa, but the Truma was only the Rabbanon. How come? If the Kedusha Sa'aretz is their Raisa, B'Zman Ezra, and it's Kitcha Losi Lavai, so why does it Afilu B'Zman Ezra, the Chi of Shumas and Maisa was only the Rabbanon, so it's a problem. It's a question, what pshat in the Rambam? So the Beis HaLevi, in his Chuvis, quotes his son, the genius, Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, my son, the Rosh Yeshiva and Valojin, said pshat like this. It's a beautiful pshat that the Rambam says, there is a machlekes hatanoim, Rebbe and Achachamim, and the Toras Kohanim in the beginning, the Sifra, beginning of Parshas Bahar. Says in Parshas Bahar, you count 7 years at the end of seventh year of Shemitah. You count 7 years seven times at the end of 49 years. The 50th year is Yovel. So, and these are two different paragraphs in the Chumash. There's either a psuch or a stuma in between. So the question is, Yovel only applies men haTorah b'zman shekol yoshveha oleha. The pasuk says, what happens in Yovel? Across from Jor Ba'aris L'chol Yoshveh, Eved Ibi goes free. Eved K'naini is L'Elamahem Tavoidim. But Eved Ibi goes free when it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. But the Eved Ibi only observe all the dinim of Yovel if you have Kol Yoshveh HaAlef, if you have the majority of the world Jewish population living in Eretz Yisrael, and you need more. Because the Pasuk reads, that's the Pasuk on the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, that the Jewish community of Pennsylvania commissioned them to make that Liberty Bell and to put that pasuk on. They were so thrilled that there was freedom of religion. So they put on the Liberty Bell across from Dor Ba'aretz L'chol Yoshveha. Now shall proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants. What does it mean to all its inhabitants? So that's what the Gemara in the end of Erchan understands, B'zman shekol Yoshveha Oleha. So the Pashup Shat and the Gemara seems to imply that the whole period of the Beis Sheni, there was no Yovel there, I said. The Mishnah talked that there was Yovel, So the rabbin, so Taisa said, they observe Yovel midirabbanon. But there was no Yovel midirais. The rabbin Atam, and Taisa has a different sheet there. He thinks that there was Yovel midirabbanon. I wasn't Kol Yoshveh Halel. He says, no, Kol Yoshveh does mean you have 51% of the world Jewish population. If you have a representation from all of the Shvatim, and the Psukim say, when they came back in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, it says how many thousands of Jews from each Shevet were there. All of the Shvatim were represented, so that's called Kol Yoshveh Halel. But most of the Rishonim assume not like the Rabbein Atam, that Yovel Bizman Bayisheni was observed, but it was only observed mid the Rabbon and wasn't mid Hatorah, because it was a lack of Kol Yoshveh Halel. So now there's a Machlokes Rebbe and a Chachamim in the Sifroah, in the opening Parsha, the opening psukim in Parshas Bahar, that pasuk across from Dror Baratz L'chol Yoshveh, thou shalt proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants, says in connection with Yovel. So Yovel was only the Rabbanim Mizman Bayisheni. What about Shemitah? So do you say that you only have to observe Shemitah in Atar if you know in advance it can lead up to Yovel? What if you know from the outset you don't have Kol Yoshveh Halel? It won't be able to lead up to Yovel. Are you still obligated in Atar to observe Shemitah? But you're not obligated to observe Yovel. They say no, since it can't lead up to Yovel, so you're not mechuyev b'shmita. So that's a machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim. And the simple reading of the Gemara on Dav Gimel in Maseches Ma'akotin is that we pasken like Rebbe. We assume like Rebbe that if the Shemitah's observance of Shemitah will not lead up to Yovel because you have a lack of Kol Yisrael Aleha, then the whole observance of the Shemitah is only with the Rabbanim. The same, that's the Pashtus in the Gemara in Gittin also on Daf Lamed Zayin, the Sugya Pruzbo. How did Hillel make Pruzbo? Because the whole Shemitah Bezman is as only with the Rabbanon, because you know in advance the Shemitah is not going to lead up to Yovel. So the whole observance of Shemitah's Ksofim is only with the Rabbanon. You only observe Shemitah's Ksofim if you observe Shemitah's Akarka, if the laws of Avodah Sakarka apply. You only observe Shemitah's Karka if it can lead up to Yovel. If it's not Kol Yoshveh Aleha, so the whole everything is only the Rabbanon. So that's what Rab Chaim says, Pshat and the Rambam, that he understood Pshat and the Rambam, that Shemitah Bezman is only the Rabbanim. In order to be Chayv in Trumas HaMaisus, you have to know which year of the Shemitah cycle is it. If it's the first or the second year, you're Chayv to be Mafrish, Shum Gedol HaMaisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni. If it's the third year, you're Mafrish, Shum Gedol HaMaisa Rishon, Maisa Oni. Then the fourth and the fifth are repeat of the first and the second. The sixth are repeat of the third. And you can't be mafish mishon al chavata, even the first year and the second year. You have the exact same hafroshes, trumagdola, maiserish, and maisersheni, but that's when the first year of Shemitah, and that's when the second year of Shemitah. So in order to be chayiv, to be mafish, trumas and maises, you have to know which year of the Shemitah cycle it is. So if there's no yoivom men atoira, because you're lacking kol yoshveh ha'aleho, and the Shemitah is only muchuyib men atoira, if it's going to lead up to yoivom, so the whole Shemitah is only mid Rabbanon. That's what Rab Chaim assumes in the Rambam. The case of Mishnah, all those who want to be machmir, not to allow the het to mechira, they all say, no, the Rambam holds that Shemitah b'zman is as their isa. But the Pashtus in the Rambam is not so. The case of Mishnah says like that. The case of Mishnah in one place has a problem with the Rambam. He says, the Rambam holds that Shemitah b'zman is as their isa, even though it can't lead up to Yod. But we mentioned that Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole kuntris Oitzrus Yosef on the topic of Shemitah. He was a mechutin of the Kotzke Rebbe. The children were married together. That's called mechutonim in Yiddish. And the Kotzke Rebbe published a kol kore attacking the Jewish people who moved there. It's, you saw in the late 1800s, early 1900s, the Chalutzim, attacking them that they have a din of mum din ka'akum. Why? Because Mechal Shabbos, and Shemitah is called Shabbos. Shabbos Lashem. So just like Mechal Shabbos, Befehesed Dina Ka'akum, and Shchitos and Neveila, and Yeino Yainesach, and so on. So to the Chalotzim, who do Avodas Akarka and Shnas HaShemitah, the Mechal Shabbos, Befehesed, and the Dina Ka'akum. Wow. So he has, Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote an open letter to his Mechutin. He writes with respect, but he says everything he said is absolutely wrong. There is no such din. The one who does Avodas HaKarka and Shemitah is din HaKakum. It's a din on Shabbos. It doesn't apply by Shemitah. And he says he's prepared to take a shvu on a Sefer Torah, shvu derais on a Sefer Torah. The Shemitah Bezman is only the Rabbanon. And the Kes Mishnah is not right. Kes Mishnah understood or misunderstood, whatever, that the Rambam is paskening like the other sheet, that Shemitah Bezman is as the Raisa, even though it cannot lead up to Yovel. So Reb Chaim doesn't hold like that. Reb Chaim learned the Pashut Pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that Shemitah Bezman is as only the Rabbon, because it cannot lead up to Yovel. So Shemitah is only the Rabbon, so Trumas and Isis is only with the Rabbon. Because in order to be Chayv in Shemitah and Isis, you have to know it's a function of which year of the Shemitah cycle is it. If there's no Shemitah cycle, so there's no Trumas and Isis there, right? That's where the Beis HaLevi chaps his spot and says, my son, the Rosh Hashiva, and Malajan, Abchaim Zalvechi, gave this pshat and the Rambam. The Rambam is very unclear why he holds that Shemitah. Rambam writes Shemitah, Trumas and Isis, Bizman, Azez, the Rabbanon, Afili B'mei Ezra. So it's not because Kedusha Shnia was Butler, Afila B'mei Ezra, and it's unclear what the reason is. So Beis HaLevi quotes Reb Chaim that was the reason. Because since Shemitah is only the Rabbanon, because it can't lead up to Yovel. But the Rashi doesn't say exactly what he means that Shemitah B'zman is as the Rabbanon. There's a Rashi in the third Perek in Sanhedrin where they talk about Psulei Eidus, that Sochrei Shviyas, those who do big business with the Perek Shviyas, that's an Iser. All the dinim of Kedusha's Perish Shviz, I learned that from that one word, le'ochla. Le'ochla v'lo lehepsid. You're not allowed to throw out, let's say you eat some vegetables and you leave over, so you're not allowed to throw out Perish Shviz. You have to wait till it spoils, till it, you know, you have to put it in the freezer and keep it forever, but you have to wait till it becomes nifsam achilas adam, then you can throw it out. You're not allowed to take perish shviyas to make medication out of it that only sick people eat. You're not allowed to do lochlevalola menochas. You're not allowed to use tvua from perish shviyas to bring a korban mincha because you're going to burn the koimetz, or if it's going to be a minchas kind, you're going to burn the whole thing. That's lochlevalola hepsid. You're not allowed to destroy it. And lochlevalola schora. You're not allowed to make big business. If I pluck the whole bunch of oranges or apples from the tree and Shemitah, my next neighbor asks me, can she buy an apple for a dime? I say, okay, I'm not making big business on it, but to make business as usual by selling perishvies, that's learned out from the Paslach, Le'achla v'lo l'schora. So the Mishnah says, Sochrei Shviyas is one of those business, big business, by selling perishvies. He wasn't mafke his soda. He keeps the gates locked and he doesn't let anybody take. He's supposed to be Ashvi's Tishmateno and Atashta. He's supposed to be mafke all in Paris. Everyone should have the right to take it. He's not mafke. He locks the gates to the field and he takes all the Paris and he sells them and he makes big business like a regular year. So such a person is Pasala Edis. So the Gemara there discusses how serious the din is. So Rashi on that sugya sounds like he's paskening la locha that the Kedusha Shnia was botla. Beis HaLevi points out that Rashi. So that could be what Rashi means over here also. The Truma de Rabbanon, it could mean that the Truma Bizman Hazed de Rabbanon, that's the Loshan, but Bizman Hazed means after the Churban by Sheni is the Rabbanon, because botla Kedusha Sa'aretz at the time of Churban Amigdosh. What does it mean Bizman Hazed? Feel it be Meyez with the whole Kedusha Shnia. Kedusha Shnia was the Raisa. If the Kedusha Shnia, you're not chayv in Trumas and Maisis because there's no Shemitah v'Yovel. So with respect to what do you say that the Kedusha Shnia is the Raisa? So it means with respect to Lekad Shikhar Peya, it's the Raisa. Lekad Shikhar Peya, you are chayv, even if it can lead up to Yovel. But Trumas and Maisis, if the Shemitah can lead up to Yovel, so there's no chayv, that's Reb Chaim's suggestion, there's no chayv Trumas and Maisis because you have to know what year of the Shemitah cycle are you holding by. Okay, so Nachmo, so the this sugya of Tolem Misakakola ben Mekulko, if I have an Issa, the Rabbanon that fell into one of two pots and both pots are kosher, that's Shtekaderis. So you have a Tarubis of Chad Bechad. I don't know whether this pot is treif or this pot is treif. So you can't arbitrarily say, Sofik, the worst it can be is treif from the Rabbanon. You're going to say Sveka the Rabbanon Lekula. You have no right to say Sveka the Rabbanon Lekula because Ikva Yisura. It's a taruvus of chad bechad. But if the two pots are not both kosher, one of the pots is treif anyway. So it's only a sofik on one pot. So then I have the right to say sveka d'abon l'kula. That's called talim is hakalkola b'mekulkol. I have the right to assume that the treif ingredient that someone threw into one of the two pots was thrown into the treif pot, and the kosher pot remains kosher. That's what the Avnei Nezer explains based on that. the Gemara, I think we mentioned it this year in the beginning, on the first daf when we were speaking about Ben Hashmashus. The Gemara says in Perek Makom Shenogu, in the middle of Gemara Psachim, Gemara says, Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, you have to fast even Ben Hashmashus. But the other Taneisim, Asar B'Tevitzam Gedal Yishevasa B'Tamuz, you're permitted to eat Ben Hashmashus. So why is that? So Yom Kippur, Sofik D'Raisa L'Chumra. Okay, that we understand. But Tisha B'Av is only Midirabbanon. Why don't you have a right to say Sofik D'Rabbanon L'Kula? So the Taz came up with a Chiddush that Tisha B'Av is Manazeh is Midiri Kabbalah, and Dibri Kabbalah Kedibri Torah Damyan. Dibri Kabbalah means a din that's recorded in Kisvei HaKodesh. So it has the approval of the Bezon Shalmailo, because the Kisvei HaKodesh, we assume, were written Beruach HaKodesh. So it's Mohammed than another din de Rabbanon. So the Gemara has a lashon, Dibri Kabbalah Kedibri Torah Damyan, with respect to some things. So some Achrayim want to say that just like Sofik deraisa lechumre, so too, you wouldn't say Sofik derabbanon lekula and fasting on Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is medivrei Kabbalah, the medivrei Kabbalah kedivrei Torah Damyan, that you say Sofik medivrei Kabbalah lechumre. Rabbi Kivege quotes from the Turi Eben on Megillah like that Megillah is medivrei Kabbalah, imuchiv talein the Megillah medivrei Kabbalah, and if you misupik, if you miss the word, then you muchiv to hear over the whole Mikra Megillah. You have no right to be makel sofik derabbanon lekula. Mikra Megillah is only derabbanon. No, it's dibre kabbalah kedibre Torah damyan, and sofik dibre kabbalah lechumra, like sofik dibre Torah lechumra. So others disagree. The Minkacha has a tshuva in the Minchas Aluzer. He says, he quotes a Rashi on Tainus. That's a question, how reliable Rashi on Tainus is by somebody else, not by Rashi. That's how the Wali Akhrenim assume. So someone wrote a commentary. We don't know how serious it is. So Rashi Antinus writes that it's something is only called Dibre Kabbalah if it appears in Kisvei HaKodesh Beloshen Tzivui. But if it appears Beloshen Sipur Maisa, here it says Mishloach Manas Yishlei Matanis Lev Lasot Sosam Imei Mishta V'Simcha Mishloach Manas Yishlei Matanis Lev Yonim. So Sudas Purim in Shalach Manas Matanis Lev Yonim appears Beloshen Tzivui. Mikra Megillah does not appear Beloshen Tzivui. It says Hayamim Vaela Nizkarim Vina Asim, and Nizkarim means the days are spoken of. So Nizkarim refers to Mikra Megillah. We speak about the story of Purim by reading the Megillah, but that's Loshen Sipur Dvarim. It's not Beloshen Tzivui. So that's what the Minchas Aluza, he brings rice from the Rishonim that they don't hold like this. Rabbi Kivege B'Shem the Turi Eben. That a Suffolk Mikra Megillah is a Suffolk Dibre Kabbalah. You have to go to home. He says it's not a Dibre Kabbalah, and it would be covered with the din of Suffolk Derabbanon Lekula. But that's what the Taz is Cholek on the Shulchan Aruch. I think we spoke about it in the first daf. In Shulchan Aruch it says that a Cholek She'ein Bo Sakana is permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av. So the Taz says, why? But there's a Rabbi Natam in the Chuvis, and the Chuvis Maimoni. It's printed in the back of each section of the Rambam. Mada Havas Manim, the Rambam has 14 Sforim in the Mishnah Torah. At the end of each section, they have a collection of tshuvas of the Balei HaTosfot. They have nothing at all to do with the Rambam. Same thing, the Hagos Maimoni on the bottom of the page, and every page in the Rambam has nothing to do with the Rambam. He just tells you what the Balei HaTosfot have to say about the topic that the Rambam is discussing. It's from the Balei HaTosfot. The Hagos Maimoni is by one of the Talmidim of the Maharam Rutenberg. They all went to the Rosh and the Mordechai and the Gos Maimoni. They quote the Balei HaTosfot. So there's a Chuvas Maimoni where they quote the Rabbi Natam that if some Gedalia would have been Medivrei Kabbalah Bizman Hazeh, we would have said Dibre Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Damyan. So just like to eat on Yom Kippur is only Mutar if there's a Suffolk Sakana. So if some Gedalia would have been Medivrei Kabbalah, we would have said Kedivrei Torah Damyan. The only chayla sheyesh b'safik sakana would be allowed to eat, but because tzom gedalia is only, it's not dibre kabbalah b'zman hazeh. Ratzim misanim, ratzim misanim. Just kvasha b'yual ayuchayva. Klal Yisrael has adopted it as a minig. We chose that we want to fast, and then we're makel that a chayla sheyesh b'sakana is permitted to eat on tzom gedalia. So the Taz Taina is, but Tisha B'Av, the Gemara says, it's not ratzim misanim, ratzim misanim. So Tisha B'Av is man hazeh, must be Medivrei Kabbalah. And Divrei Kabbalah k'divrei Torah Damyan, and according to Rabbi Natamya, would only permit one to eat on Tisha B'Av if he's a chodesh she'esh b'safek sakan. So we don't paskin like the Taz. All the paskin there aren't paskin like the Taz. So the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva. He says, during the lifetime of the Taz, the Rashbo on Rosh Hashanah was not yet printed. If it would have been printed, the Taz would have seen that the Rashba writes, even though the Gemara says that Tisha B'Av is not dependent on Ratzim Misanim, Ratzim Misanim, that's only Midirabbanim. In our Torah, it's also the same as Shavuos B'Tamuz and Tzom Gedalia. Tisha B'Av Midirei Kabbalah is also dependent on Ratzim Misanim, Ratzim Misanim. Because the Navi puts them all together. Tzom Ha'Raviv, Tzom HaHamisha, Tzom HaShviv, Tzom HaAsiri. He doesn't make a distinction. The Gemara made a distinction that Tisha B'Av is Machomer because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed twice. Both Bat Mikdashim were destroyed on Tisha B'Av. That's Midirabbanan, it's Mohammed, but Midiri Kabbalah, it's not. So Tisha B'Av's man is not Midiri Kabbalah. So the question is, so how do you understand why Bein Hashmashes of Tisha B'Av you're not allowed to eat? Bein Hashmashes, the Gemara says in Perek Makom Shenagu, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, Bein Hashmashes is Aser, and Bein Hashmashes of Tzom Gedalia, Aser, B'Tei B'Shev, Aser, B'Tam is Muta. Why? So the Avnei Nezer says, it's not because Tisha B'Av is Midiri Kabbalah. Not true. He says it's Shtei Kederis. Tisha B'Av, you have to fast 24 hours. You have to discuss two Bein Hashmashes. Bein Hashmashes of entering into Tisha B'Av, Bein Hashmashes of exiting Tisha B'Av. So you can't arbitrarily be Mekel on one and say, let's say I want to eat going into Tisha B'Av. I'm eating my Suda. I'm upset. I want to eat during the first 20 minutes because it's Bein Hashmashes, it's a Safik Yom, Safik Laila. You want to eat, you Mekel because it's Dina Kiyom. Then you have to be machmer on the second Bein Hashmashes. You want to be mekel on the second Bein Hashmashes, you have to be machmer on the first Bein Hashmashes. Can't be mekel on both. It's a tie to this asri. And you can't pick arbitrarily, you're going to be mekel on the one and not on the other. That's shtei kederis. You can't pick arbitrarily. So you have to be machmer on both. But he says, some gedalia shevasa betamas, asara betavis, there's only one Bein Hashmashes to speak of. If there's one Bein Hashmashes, then you have a right to say, sveka derabona lakula. If you have two Bein Hashmashes, if you have Shtei Kederis and they're both kosher, and it's a suffix on both, then you can't arbitrarily pick, well, I like potato soup. I have the right to assume that the treif ingredient, the Rabbana, fell into the chicken soup. No, if the both Kederis are kosher, and he said the Rabbana fell into one or the other, so it's like a tarubis of chad bechad. So that's a nikva yisura, so you have to be machmas. Here, Bein Hashmashes. There are two Bein Hashmashes. So if you want to be mekel on one to say it's dinik yom or kalaylo, then you have to be machmer on the other one, dinik kalaylo or kiyom. So since there are two, you have to be machmer on both. You can't say, you have no right to say sveka derabon lekula b'makom tarted isasri. That's what Avnei Nezer says. So that's this din of tolem sakal kol b'makukum. So Tosfos just the bottom. Tosfos just alludes to the Gemara in Yevamos daf pei beis. What they write in Tosfos daf pei tes. I don't think so. I thought it was Daf Pei Beis. I think Daf Pei Beis. So Rabbi Yechanan says, if it's a din de Rabbanon, if it's Truma Bizman Azed de Rabbanon, then you say, Tolem Misakal Kolob and Mekukum. You have a right to attribute, to assume that the Truma de Rabbanon fell into the pot that has all the Truma de Rabbanon, and the other one is still all Chulin. And Rish Lakish said, that's not enough. You have to have Rayif, yeah. Usually when Mim B'Minoy of Truma falls into Chulin, Mim B'Minoy, so the din is that you need Meya in order to be Mevatel. So Tosfos points out in a few places, that din, that Truma, B'Tela, B'Meya, is only Medirabbanan. Menatari, you don't really need Meya. That's B'Ferish in the bottom Tosfos here. Menatari, once you have arrived, it's already bottled because it's Mim B'Minoy. So there's no din of Tam Kiyika. Tam Kiyika is only when it's Mim B'Shena Minoy. So it's Mim B'Minoy, or Menatari, all you need is Rav. And with the Rabbanan, you need Meya. So the Reish Lakish holds that the only time you say Toilim is if you have Shtei Kederis, one is Treif, one is Kosher. So there's no Shaila on the one that's Truma, or the one that's Treif is Treif, okay. And it's only an Issa de Rabbanan, and there's a Rav Heter against it. You need two. And Tosfos says, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan that you don't need Rabia, you don't need the Rav, as long as it's a Din de Rabbanan, so you have a right to say Toilim. Tell him it's a kalkola bin makoko, yeah. What does the Gemara continue? Let's see. On the third line from the top, on Yudo Min Aleph, so the Gemara has, Tzibarechot shol chamiz, v'alpanim shnei batim medukim, was achbar v'shakal. The achbar grabbed a cookie of chametz and it ran into one of the two houses, and they're both nivdiku. The both houses were nivdiku. One house is my house and one house belongs to another person. So what's the din? Do I have to be bodek all over again or not? So the Gemara says, Hainu shnei shvilin. We can find the answer from that Mishnah. That's a Mishnah in Taras. Find the din in the Mishnah. What does it say? Shnei shvilin, echad tamei v'echad tor. There are two highways. Let's say there's the Harlem River Drive and the Henry Hudson Parkway, whatever you call it. And I know that 100 years ago, they buried someone on the highway. They buried Mason from one end of the highway to the other. So whoever goes on that highway is bother going to become Tommy, but it's already 100 years since the story happened. We already forgot whether it's the Henry Hudson Highway or the Harlem River Drive. We forgot which one. So, but if a person went on both highways, Reuven went both on this and on that, so for sure he's a Tommy. If he only went on one or the other, and nobody knows. We know from 100 years ago, there's an Alta Maisa that the one of the highways is a mace. Minakotza lakotza, there are mesim from one end of the highway to the other. So if the person only went on one, shnei shvil nechatami vechator, one has a tumas meis vade, one doesn't have. Halach be'echa mehem ve'osat, and a person went on one of them, abocha be'er halach b'sheini ve'osat taris, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven went on one highway, Shimon went on the other highway. So, and then they come to Eskashal, am I tomei? So we are Mekel. Why are we Mekel? Because the highways are Rishus HaRabim, because there are a lot of people going there. It's a Sofik Tumah Bishus HaRabim. Is that what it's all about? Because the highways are a Sofik Tumah Bishus HaRabim and Sveka Tohar. Okay. Tosis raises a question here. Why does it say, for Osataris, Bochavera, Halach Bisheni, but Osataris? Why have to have Osataris? We're discussing taris means he made urklam or mashkem. He prepared food and he touched it. So the question is, did he become tamei mace? He's the mace is avi avos. He became tamei mace because he went on the highway. Mace in the tamei, but he became an avatuma. Then he touches the food. He makes the food into a rishon l'tuma. Why are we discussing asataris? Why don't we discuss the person himself? Does he have to go to the mikvah or not? The Taisus says, taris, adam tohar. Once you say the person is tohar, he doesn't have to go to the mikveh. Taisus said, because it's wrong. Shum delagabi, the person, he does have to go to the mikveh. So that's a Gemara Navoi de Zorah. The Taisus shants on this daf. The Taisus and Psochem seem to be the originals. Every Mesichta, we have the original set of Taisus. So on different Mesichtas we have. So here you have the Taisus shants. Tosfos Rashba, the Rash Mishan says the original set. So a lot of times he has the Tosfos a little clearer. A word or two, a line is missing. So here he adds on a line. Tosfos is quoting a Gemara now, but it's our Daf Lamed Zayin on the base. But the Gemara says, a person has a Sofik Tumah Bishus HaRabim on him, so strictly speaking, he's Tor. Manatar Tor doesn't have to go to Mikveh. But what's the big deal? They don't charge any money. Here's the Mikveh, here's a towel. Go jump in a Mikveh and become Tor. What do you have to be, if it's easy to resolve the suffix, what do you have to live with doubts? But if you touched food, so from the four things that are Mekabal Tumah, Odom, Mekalim, Ochlam, and Mashkim, so there's only Tarib and Mikveh for the Odom, Mekalim, except for Klicheres, I have no Tarib and Mikveh. Ochlam, and Mashkim, there's no Tarib and Mikveh. Mayim has Hashokit, but that's a different din. Hashokit is not the same as Tarib and Mikveh. So that's why it says, Osa Taris. The person went the Sofik Tumah Bishus. I went either on one highway or on the other. So strictly speaking, he's Tohar. He doesn't have to be Toivel. But the Gemara says, Hare Mayim, Hare, go be Toivel in the Mikveh. But Osataris, that's the question. Do you have to declare that the food is Tomei or not? Because the food, you can't be Toivel. You can be Toivel food in the Mikveh, but it won't help. It won't become Tohar. Tefillah in the Mikveh only helps for Adam Mekelem, but doesn't help for Echelem and Mashkim. So that's what the Gemara discusses, Vasataris, yeah. So the strictly speaking, when each one comes to Esther Shaila, I say, Sofik Tamushu Sarab Misveka Tor. But then, how does it say, Rabbi Yudah Omer, Buda comes up with a new din in the Mishnah. Nishalu zebif neyatzma v'zebif neyatzma tarm. Each one has to shaila on his own. I come and I ask. I went on the one highway. So that's and I know that the other one of the two highways is tamei. Nobody knows which, and I went on one of the two. So the chacham will paskin lekula that you should be go to mikveh, but you touch the food. We'll be mekel on the food. It's tahor. Sofik tamei shusar amisvek tahor. But what if boel yishoyel v'vasachas? If zebif nazeres yatzmo, they're both tahor. However, shneim v'vasachas tamei. But if they both come to ask the same chacham at the same time, so that's going to be a tar to the sasri. How can the chacham paskin they're both tahor? Mimanafshach, one of them is tamei. So he has to say they're both tamei. So Tosis writes, it's a beferish gemara like this, and neither in other mesichtes. What Tosis said, near the hainam the rabbanon, but the raisa afilu bevasachas tar. It's only with the rabbanon. Tosis writes, and the other mesichtes, the mechzik echuch of the itlula. It looks like a joke if the chacham is going to say they're both tar. In Torah, he does say they're both tar, but with the rabbanon, he has to be machmer on both of them. With the rabbanon, he has to be machmer on both of them. So the top Tosfos on the daf writes, "Avagabden k'minala becheskas tohirim." So that you have to know background on that. So yesterday we spoke a little bit about the Gemara in Nazir in the beginning of Perek Shnei Nazirim. The Mishnah has a case. A man says, Reuven and Shimon are Nazirim, and the third person is not. And he says, I saw one of you became Tomei Lameis, and you didn't realize it. But I don't know, I was so far away, I didn't notice which one of the two of you. So the Gemara asks, so it says, we're not sure which one of them became Tomei. So the two of them have to put money together, and they bring Karbonus Nazir Tomei, and they say, if you're the one who became Tomei, it should be Ola for you. If I'm the one who became Tomei, it should be Ola for me. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, but if you have three people, if there are all three people standing together, that's called the Rishus HaRabim. So Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim Sveka Tohar. So nobody has to bring a Korban Tumah. Nobody has to bring a Korban Tumah. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And for the Gemara answers that the three people are not standing together. The two people are one end of the big room, and the third person is all the way over there. So therefore, it's not Rishus HaRabim, period. So Tosis asks, you didn't finish the paragraph. He left off in the middle. So if it's two people over there, one person over there, so it's Safik Tomei Rishus HaYochid, so Sveka Tomei Vadai, so they should both bring a Korban Tumah. So yesterday we spoke a lot about the Keren Oira, answers Tosis Kasha. And Rab Chaim Moshe quotes from Rab Chaim like that also. Keren Oira and Rab Chaim both quoted the Yerushalmi, that Sofik Tuma Bishu Sayachet Sveka Tomei Vadai, but Ein Anozer Megaleach Olov. Anozer is only Megaleach if he becomes Tami to Atzma Shal Meis. That's we got the terminology from the Rambam. Sometimes there's a concept of Tumas Meis without Atzma Shal Meis. So then you don't say Hayamim Harishanim Yiplu. You just say the days that he was Tomei Meis are not Oila. He took an edit to observe Naziris for 300 days. And after 150 days, it becomes nitma with a sofik tuma mishus hayochid sveka tomei vadai. Those 7 days that he needs hazos lishishvi, they don't count. But it's not. You don't say hayam harishanim yitli has to start counting all over again. No, 150 days that he counted are good. The 7 days that his tamei meis are not oila, and then he has to count another 150 days after that. And there's no need to bring the korban nazir tamei. So that's what the Keren Oira and Rab Chaim, they both quote from the Yerushalmi. We have a Sofik Tumah B'shus HaYochid, Sveka Tomei Vadai, but it's a different Tumah. It's not a Vadai Tumas Meis. It's a Tumah. It's a Tumas Meis, but it's not actually Atzma Shal Meis. It's a Tumas Meis, but it's not Atzma Shal Meis. Fine. But the Tesis doesn't hold like that. Tesis assumes that if it would be two people here and one person over there, Sofik Tumah B'shus HaYochid, then it should be Sveka Tomei Vadai, and they should both bring, and the Safik Tomei should say, Yochid is Tomei Vadai, so they should have both brought Korban Nazir Tomei. So Tosis comes up with a whole fantastic story. The Tosis is in a few Mesichtas. It's in the first daf in Chulin, and the first daf in Nida, and it's on the, over there, that daf in the first daf in Perek Shnei Nazirim. It's in a few Mesichtas, Tosis has it. It's a little long. Maybe we'll continue tomorrow. Maybe we'll pick up on this topic tomorrow and we'll continue. Okay, again, tomorrow is Wednesday, a normal day. Okay, so my plan is I want to learn till the Mishnah on Yudam the base. And then all the Gemara is important, but some Gemaras are more important than others. So from when we get to the Mishnah on Yudam and Beis, we will skip to the beginning of the second parak. Second parak is all Yeridea. It's based on the second parak. What's Asabanoa? What's considered Isurianoa? What's Shaloka Derech Achilosai? A lot of dinim. Okay. Good. We shall continue tomorrow. Okay. Everyone should be healthy. Have a good day.